From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A deadly crash, the wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard, has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Officials say villagers found the wreckage in the mountains. Indonesian authorities say rescuers have been sent to the remote area and will begin searching there Monday. It was unclear if anyone survived. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing along with 14 other people. Shuja Khanzada was killed Sunday at his residence in the Attock district. Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's house when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives. Dozens of police officers were buried under rubble when the building collapsed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 58 people were killed Sunday when government planes struck the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. It says the attacks on a market wounded another 200 people, mainly civilians. Opposition fighters in Douma have regularly traded fire with the Syrian military during the country's civil war, now in its fifth year. Also in Syria, on Sunday, a U.S.-backed rebel group says an al-Qaeda affiliate has released seven of its members abducted last month. The African Union is warning that the political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. The statement by AU Commission Chief Nkosa Zana Dlamini Zuma comes a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Biko Magnu. An unidentified gunman killed him outside of his house in Bujumbura. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi's decision to have the officers face military justice follows a batch of reforms he announced last week in an attempt to fight corruption and criticisms of ineffective government. In his latest reform, Iraq's Prime Minister Sunday reduced the size of his cabinet, eliminating some positions and consolidating others. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month-old civil war. Mr. Kiir's presence in Addis Ababa comes less than 2 days after he canceled the planned trip over concerns that rebel factions slated to participate in the talks had split apart and would not present a united front. He reversed himself, though, voicing fear that his absence from the talks would be seen as opposition to the peace process itself. Protesters in Brazil Sunday demonstrated against President Dilma Rousseff, some of them calling for her impeachment. The demonstrators are unhappy with Brazil's faltering economy as well as a corruption scandal involving members of Ms. Rousseff's Workers' Party. Some media reports have numbered the demonstrators in the hundreds of thousands. Real estate mogul Donald Trump, the frontrunner in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, said Sunday illegal immigrants will have to leave the U.S. if he is elected. In an interview on NBC News' Meet the Press about his political views, Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry incompetent for his negotiation of the Iran nuclear agreement.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe. And I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust. And I will say this. The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
Trump said if elected, he would take away the wealth of Islamic State insurgents in Iraq by recapturing oil fields they have seized. With a month left before the deadline for the U.S. Congress to vote on that accord limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Barack Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday, while he supported the negotiation process, he will vote against the agreement. He said the benefits of limiting Iran's nuclear ability for a period of time do not outweigh what he called the severe limitations of the agreement. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.